So suppose you're just sitting at home, kind of like a couch potato, not doing much. You have really not a lot going on. Maybe you've got some work to do, maybe homework, maybe work, maybe schoolwork, I don't know. Whatever it is that you have to do, maybe you're not all that excited about it. Maybe you'd rather be doing something else. So perhaps suppose instead of just sitting at home, you can find yourself closing your eyes and imagining that something different is about to happen to you. Now, I don't know if you can imagine a place that you'd much rather be sitting than where you are right now. But let your brain do its very best to let that happen. And while you're there, focus your awareness on your body. Focus your awareness on your body and notice that as you do, it's really easy to just pay attention to the way your body feels, to your backside, to your feet, to your elbows, perhaps to the way that your chest rises and falls. And if you can find yourself paying attention to your body, then I wonder if you can also allow yourself to focus on the sound of my voice and to let everything else go. Now, some people don't always appreciate all of my language, or they don't quite understand specifically things that I mean, but that's okay. A person can, learn to speak differently. That's me. And a person can, learn to understand in a new way. And notice how good it feels to let your unconscious mind get to that point where you can begin to be aware of things in a new way so that you can experience your body as if you are in that place you'd much rather be than wherever it is you are. Unless, of course, you really like being where you are, and then just go with it. As soon as you get to that place, as soon as you imagine that place that you'd really like to be, even if it's where you are, notice your whole body simply giving in a little bit, simply enjoying being right there. And as you find yourself enjoying being right there, go deeper into trance. Now, sometimes people say, "But I wasn't in trance." And to that I say, "Weren't you? How do you know that you weren't in trance? How do you know you are in trance now? What lets you know that your unconscious mind is paying attention to the sound of my voice and making the things that I say happen inside you as though they're your reality? Because shouldn't they be? As opposed to anything else." Drop down more and more deeply right now. Take a deep breath as well as going inside. And as you go inside your mind, feel your breathing growing deeper. And as well as your breathing growing deeper, feel the comfort inside your body begin to expand. You might simply want to listen carefully as well as go into a trance all in your own time. So let yourself enjoy this process as well as going deeper and deeper all the time. There's no need for you to worry about anything else right now. Everything else can wait for a few minutes or 15 or 20. And as everything else waits for a few minutes, notice that your brain can do a lovely little reset. Feel how good that is as you find yourself going from one thing to the next to the next. Perhaps as you discover there's a gradient to your trance, you find yourself dropping down from conscious to less than conscious to not really there at all. Do you have a favorite spot on that spectrum? Do you have a place that you enjoy being? Do you know what that's like to pick a sweet spot in your state of trance, slash your state of unconsciousness, slash your state of altered? And what is that like to be there? How good can it possibly feel for your mind to accept that you are in a place that you enjoy being, that you want to be, and to welcome yourself there? Now, don't go deeper just yet. Feel how interesting that is to not go deeper just yet, to allow your unconscious mind, wherever you are, to just hold you in that place. So sometimes when hypnotists ask you to do a thing, especially if you're trying to change a behavior, we ask you to do more of a thing. So sometimes people get really angry, and it's easier for them to get angrier. But we ask you to do that because if you can get angrier, you can get less angry. If you are concerned, you can get less concerned. If you are hyperventilating, you can slow your breathing down. So I'd just like you to focus on where you are right now. And then notice that whichever way you'd like to go, whether that's closer to conscious or closer to unconscious, you can do that a little bit right now, just to show yourself that you can. And I'm not sure how easily you're going to find yourself doing that. But I know that your state of trance can deepen now. One of the things I really love about trance is when people have idea motor responses. And an idea motor response is when your body moves in response to something the hypnotist has said in a way that allows your unconscious mind to have a conversation with the hypnotist, to say, yes, I've done a thing. Yes, I'm doing a thing. Now, sometimes I've worked with people who all they get is a little twitch in their finger. And that's a big deal for them. And sometimes I work with people who are experienced at having their eyes open and moving around like they're conscious, only they're really not while they're in trance. Whichever part of that spectrum that you find yourself falling into, it's okay. Much like holding yourself in a place, you can allow yourself to do more or less. So find yourself picking a thing that you found yourself wanting to do. Let your unconscious mind give you a signal that it's going to do it. So sometimes a signal is an idea motor response, and sometimes it's a feeling inside you. Pick a thing that you'd like to find yourself doing as a response to a suggestion. And I'm going to pick the word Maria, because that's the name of the iguana. So for this session, when you find me saying Maria, notice that there's a thing that you'd like to find yourself doing, and when you hear that, you can find yourself doing that thing. Whether that's experiencing an internal response to something, whether that's allowing your hand to rise up or your feet to stick to the floor, whether that's allowing you to twitch your fingers in a way that allows your unconscious mind to go, yes, we're paying attention, yes, you are deeply in trance, yes, we are happy, 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 to give you a response. So this response can be something as simple as unconscious. Let's have a great day today. If you agree that we should have a great day today and that you're going to do your best to make sure that we have a great day today, do blah, whatever that happens to be. So give yourself a moment and think of something you'd like to do and ask your unconscious mind if it would be willing to do that thing. And then if it is willing to do a thing, to just give you some kind of yes response right now, just like that. I'm not sure how easily your unconscious mind is going to do that. And because some of you have probably never done this before, after you've done that, I'm going to have you, once you've identified what it is that your body did or your mind did, to say to your unconscious, I thought I heard you say yes by doing such and such, whatever that is. If that's true, can you please intensify that same response? And notice what happens. Has your body gotten really good? Has your mind gotten really good at giving you some kind of response? Have you paid attention to the things that your unconscious mind and body are capable of doing together? Really, really fascinating. So it's not necessary for you to find yourself going into a deep trance to learn. It's not necessary for you to notice too much at all right now. Your unconscious mind is doing the work for you. But it is fun when you can notice that your unconscious self is doing a thing. So discover for yourself that this kind of hypnosis brings practical responses and results. Go ahead and drop down more and more deeply into trance right now while your unconscious mind finds itself captivated by the idea that you can realize how good it feels as your body relaxes, as your unconscious mind pays attention, as your breathing shifts into a more comfortable rhythm. Now, you might realize that you're going into a very pleasant trance whenever you're breathing comfortably, as long as it's safe and appropriate. You might also realize that this trance is a particularly educational one, but whatever it is that you realize, feel how good that is, Maria. To let that happen, for your mind to relax, for your body to feel fantastic, for your unconscious mind to pay attention. Is hypnosis really that simple? Is it really just some part of you paying attention and making a thing happen, changing your mind, giving you more options? It may not completely be that simple, but I think overall it kind of is that simple. Drop down deeper and deeper right now and feel what that's like. Sometimes your unconscious mind might be confused. It might be confused about what exactly is going on. But your unconscious self can always get clarification. If your conscious self is confused, that's okay. I like to talk to the unconscious mind. I like your unconscious mind to respond back. I like the things that you find yourself capable of doing to be amazing. So right now, I'm going to ask each and every one of you, in your capacity, as best you can, to allow one of your hands and arms to simply become lighter than the rest of your body. To feel lighter and lighter and lighter. One of them feels lighter than the other. It feels lighter than the rest of your body, and your hand and your arm just begin to drift up into the air. As your hand and your arm drift up into the air, find yourself sinking down more and more deeply into trance. And as you drop down more and more deeply into trance, let your brain simply get to this point where it feels so good to just let it happen. Maybe you've never had this experience before, and maybe it feels weird to feel all those twinges in your muscles and your tendons while things begin to move. Or maybe you've done this a million times and your arm just lazily begins to pick up and to rise up into the air while you drop deeper into trance. At some point in time, your hands and your arm can pass by your face. You can open your eyes. You can look at your hand. You can close your eyes and drop deeper into trance, and your hand can continue until you are at the deepest level of trance that you have ever been at. And your fingers, your hand, your arm is rising for that ceiling. When you get to that point where your fingers and your hands and your arms are reaching for the ceiling, hold on to how nice that is. That means that you're at the deepest level of trance you've ever been at. And however high your hand and arm get, that's okay. Because in just a moment, I'm going to count to three. And when I count to three, go ahead and let your hand and your arm, however high they've gotten, just drop. And as they drop, notice that you can plunge down very deeply into trance. You can give in easily and effortlessly to a powerful, deep sleep. One, two, three. Just like that. So no matter how high your hand got, no matter how high that happened, feel how good that is to just let go. To give in a little bit more and more easily, to find yourself in that state of being controlled by your unconscious self responding to the sound of my voice. And the more easily and effortlessly your unconscious mind responds to the sound of my voice, the better it feels for you. So let yourself feel good. Allow your unconscious mind to just give in, to just drop down deeper and deeper and deeper. Feel how powerful and amazing it is for your brain to just keep saying yes, to just keep giving in, for you to enjoy the state of feeling so fantastic like that. Give in and drop over and over and over again until your mind is so happy to just take you to places that you can always find whenever you want, but new places as well. Give in and drop and slide and surrender and sink and feel how nice it is for your unconscious mind to just accept and submit. And the more you find yourself doing this, the better it can be. So drop and drop and drop some more. While you're here, while you're dropping, while your unconscious mind has hopefully done a new thing or two for you today, or something that is familiar to you in a really lovely way, I'd like you to think about how good it feels to listen to the sound of my voice and to simply surrender to it, to give in to the sound of my voice and to simply accept that it's there. And your unconscious self could know that when I say a thing, it can become your reality. It can be easy for your unconscious mind to learn that as long as it's safe and appropriate for you, your unconscious mind can choose to do a thing. And it can feel really fantastic. So go down more and more deeply into trance, just like that. Give in and drop and slide and surrender and sink and give into that state of trance, more like that. Imagine there's something that you would like to do or to be. And as you find yourself thinking of that thing that you'd like to find yourself doing or being, can you picture that in your mind? Can some part of you know instinctively, no matter which sense you use to describe it, what that would be like if you could do it? Would it be words on a page? Would it be an image? Would it be something that you heard? Whatever it is that you would like to find yourself doing today, I'd like you to think about that really, really strongly. If it's an image, bring it as close to you as possible. Make it as interesting for you. Make it bright and bold and beautiful. Can you adjust the color? Can you put a border around it? Make it really important, a nice gold frame maybe. If it's a sound, can you make it big and important in your ears? Can you make it compelling so that you want to listen to it again and again and again? Can it drive you to do a thing? Can it inspire you? You know, sometimes the only way I can manage to get myself exercising and out the door is to put on some of that 160 beats per minute music and just let it propel me along. Maybe you're that same way. Maybe you really love to have something like that encouraging you and making you do a thing. Hold on to how nice that is right now to just drop and to just drop and to just drop deeper. If there's a thing you find yourself feeling, let that happen. Maybe it's being wrapped up in fur or a cocoon or a weighted blanket or a hug in a way that feels so very comforting. Whatever it is you'd like to do, imagine that as clearly as you can, using as many senses as you can. Even if something isn't your particular favorite sense, notice that your brain can let that happen, can allow you to incorporate other senses into what it is that you do, so that your idea about what you'd like to do today can be as rich and full as possible. And then put yourself even more clearly and powerfully into that image, into that sound, into that sense. Feel it getting wrapped all around you and being absorbed into you. And as it is absorbed into you, let it feel fantastic to give in to the idea that you're going to find yourself doing something good for yourself today and useful for yourself today in a way that feels so amazingly good. So hold on to what that's like and drop down deeper and deeper. Sink down more. Feel really good about your own abilities. And let go of everything else. On the count of 10, find yourself coming up all the way wide awake, ready to make those things happen that you need to do today with a really positive attitude, with the ability to do them right there, accessible and easily available for you. Feel better and better as the numbers get higher and higher. And enjoy the rest of your day. I hope to see you later. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Eyes open.